Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 7:30 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook spending a quiet evening at home. Our friends are seated side by side in the Davenport with sections of the newspaper. And Sade, having heard an unusual sound above stairs, remarks...
Ruthie passed a little remark this afternoon that might interest you, Vic.
What remark was that, Dr. Sleet?
Fred might possibly be talked into joining the lodge. What's the matter?
Would you mind repeating that, Sadie?
I say something wrong?
I mustn't have heard you incorrectly.
I didn't mean anything.
So Fred might possibly be talked into joining the lodge, Maggie.
Well, I guess I shouldn't have put it exactly that way. What I was trying to do...
Yeah?
Step to the bookcase. Out of my lodge library, select the following volume.
You scared me. I was reading a piece in the newspaper and not paying any attention.
Out of my lodge library, get volumes 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Vic, if I said the wrong thing.
Volume 7, too, Rush.
Okay.
Vic, I'm sorry. I never meant it to sound like Fred was doing the lodge a favor by joining.
Fred might possibly be talked into joining the lodge. Where's my hat and coat? I'll run right over. If there's any chance of his being talked into joining the sacred stars of the Milky Way, I'm the baby to do the talking. I'd be insane if I let an opportunity like this slip through my fingers.
Well, now, you listen. I appreciate I opened my mouth and put my foot in it. And I've said I'm sorry. You don't need to act.
That is the most unbelievable thing I ever heard in all my life.
Volumes 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, Gus?
Yes.
It'll be quite an arm log.
Oh, and you needn't think you're going to read me a bunch of trash out of books, either.
Were you quoting Ruthie's actual words, Sadie?
No.
Did she say, Sadie, I think Fred might be teased and persuaded into becoming a Sky Brother in the sacred stars of the Milky Way?
No, she didn't say that or anything like it. The remark I made that upset you so was my own remark and nobody else's. We were walking home from downtown, Ruthie and me, and Ruthie
Thank
was
you,
kind of...
My George, these are heavy. Fix your lamp.
Lay them down beside me here on the Davenport.
You're going to read mine 6 whole books?
Turn to page 126 in volume 4.
126, volume 4.
Vic, I just won't listen to a lot of trash.
I think you will.
Let me tell you exactly what Ruthie said, and then we can straighten out this business all smooth and sensible.
Fine. I'm anxious to hear exactly what Ruthie said.
I realize, Vic, your lodge means a lot to you. I wouldn't hurt your feelings on purpose. And I've already explained I didn't mean to say what I said the way it sounded.
Fred might possibly be talked into joining the lodge.
Oh, you're just going to work and make a great big thing out of this.
Fred might possibly be talked into joining the lodge.
Well, I certainly don't know what a person can do on top of saying they're sorry.
Fresh, have you found page 126?
Yeah, volume 4. Begin at the top?
Yes.
Vic, I won't listen to that trash.
Read, Rush.
I'll go upstairs.
Read, Rush.
I am only a poor simpleton, here on earth below. I am only a miserable creature, sitting in the sun.
Do you realize a man has to be sponsored and vouched for and everything else to become a Sky Brother, the sacred stars of the Milky Way?
Yes, I realize that. And Read, I also Rush. Realize...
I am only a poor simpleton.
Do you think a candidate for membership in the lodge simply walked up to the hall and bought a ticket?
I am only a poor simpleton.
Did you think candidates for membership in the lodge had to be persuaded to join?
I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
By George.
I am only a poor simpleton.
Remember when I petitioned for entrance into the lodge? My character was investigated. My past life was studied. 6 substantial citizens of the community had to vouch for me.
I am only a poor simpleton.
Oh, yes, and you sound like one. Put that book down.
Okay.
Fred might possibly be talked into joining...
Hey, we're going to put an end to this craziness right here and now. Ruthie simply remarked that Fred had a little extra money these days on account of all the overtime he's been putting in lately, and she wouldn't be surprised,
Would he possibly be talked into joining...
I'm talking, please. She said she wouldn't be surprised with what he might approach about maybe seeing what you thought about his applying for membership in just stand there. Uh-huh. That's what she said, and that's all she said.
Well, hold on, Miss Dunbottom.
$500.
Fine, thanks. No, they're both right here in the living room. Want to speak to Mom?
How about it?
Okay. 1 second. Mom.
How about it, Vic? 500? Answer a person. I'm going to tell him to come ahead. Oh, goodness. All right, son. I'm going to tell him to come ahead. Hello there, lady. Oh, finished long ago. Just sitting around with her teeth in her mouth is all. Why, that'd be lovely. Hey, Vic, here's people feel like 500. That'd be lovely, Ruthie. You'll come here, won't you? Fine. Fine. All right, we'll be looking for you. Take all the time you want. All right, lady. Dandy. You bet. Goodbye.
Well, what flavor ice cream you want from the drugstore?
Vic, now your actions are just silliness. You let yourself get mad, and now you want to stay mad. I apologize for the stupid thing I said and even explained how everything was. You needn't sit there with that look on your face.
Excuse me, people, but what flavor ice cream you want from the drugstore?
Pick up all them books and put them back.
Oh.
Read page 126, volume 4.
No.
Read, Rush.
Oh, shucks.
Read. I want you to hear this, Sadie.
I am only a poor simpleton.
When Fred and Ruthie get here, don't you let on about this foolish business.
I am only a poor simpleton.
If you have to be mad at somebody, be mad at me.
I am only a poor simpleton.
After all, why shouldn't Fred join the lodge? He's a good, honest, substantial family man. He's foreman at the foundry and goes to church and pays his bills. He can find plenty of fellas here in town to vouch for him.
Read, Rush.
Oh, heck, I'm tired of calling myself
I've already explained 8 million times it was my remark that hurt your feelings. I wasn't repeating anything Ruthie said. All Ruthie said was Fred had a little money ahead. He's been thinking about applying for membership in the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way a long, long time. He sees all the enjoyment you get out of it, and he wishes he could be in on the fun.
Fun?
Well, inspiration, then. Benefits, pleasure, whatever you want to call it. He sees you going to meetings and wearing fancy robes and marching in parades and getting your name in magazines and this, that, and other stuff, and he'd like to have a part in it. But the expense has held him back. There's the initiation fee and a dozen different kinds of dues and regalia to buy and I don't know what all. You'd like to have Fred in the lodge. You know you would.
My attitude concerning Fred's membership in the lodge has no bearing.
Oh, no, it hasn't. What you got peeved about was my talking like maybe Fred could be coaxed into joining the darn lodge like he was doing the lodge some favor. Well, I apologize for that. Apologize till I'm blue in the face. You understand how stuff is, and yet you sit there like you were some enormous big martyr. Well, I'm through apologizing. Now stop acting the baby. Rush, you have to try at the drugstore.
Uh-huh. What flavor?
Oh, strawberry.
Mr. Stembottom said last time he was here he was tired of strawberry.
Chocolate, then.
He never did like chocolate.
Caramel, New York, tutti frutti, I don't care.
Give him money, somebody.
Give him money, somebody. Vic, get that look off your face. You hear? Get that look off your face.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.